Mesechtas Menachos Daf Lamed Aleph, the last line in Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, and the Gemara previously was discussing the Dinam of Safaris, and in regard to a Dinam of Safaris, there was a member of Rav Shimon Shazuri, and Rav Shimon Shazuri stated that if someone forgot to write the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a Sefer Torah, then Kol Hashem Kulei Toilin, Mitzasa in Toilin, then the entire name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu you could place into the margin. However, one cannot place part of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a margin and the rest in the actual text. And the Gemara then stated, and the Gemara then asked, that where was this member of Ravim Bachrina, the name of Ula, the name of Rav Chanina stated, and the Gemara states that it can't be that he said it regarding our halacha, that the halacha would be like Rav Shimon Shazuri, as then it should have been brought down together with the Alam Rayim that Paskim b'negei our halacha, as we saw that Rav Chananel Am Rav halacha toilin Hashem, and Rav Babachana Am Rav Yitzchak Bashmuel halacha meichik v'kleisev. And then it should have stated, V'chein Am Ravim Bachrina Am U'ul Am Rachnina Halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri, and therefore it must not have been stated regarding our halacha. And the Gemara then brought down four other places where there's halacha from Rav Shimon Shazuri. The Gemara explained, Lagabi, all four cases, that we can't explain that that is where Ravim Bachrina stated the name of U'ul and the name of Rachnina, the halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri, as in all those cases, the Gemara should have stated, V'chein Am Ravim Bachrina, as there were already other Amrayim that passed like Rav Shimon Shazuri. The Gemara will now continue and bring two possibilities as to where Ravim Bachrina stated the name of Ula, the name of Rachnina, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri. And as the Gemara continues, Elam Papa Shida, and Ramnach Meitzchak Amar Yayin, and we'll explain exactly what a Shida is in a moment. Rav Papa explains that it was stated in regard to the halacha of Rav Shimon Shazuri, but a gay wagon, and Ramnach Meitzchak states that it was stated in regard to halacha that was stated by Rav Shimon Shazuri, but a gay wine. And as the Gemara explains, Rav Papa Amar Shida, and we continue on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, and before we continue with the Mishnah regarding Shida, let us point out, and we know in regard to most Kelim, they could only be Makabel Tumah if it is a type of Kli that is categorized as a Dov HaMetaltal Mali V'Rekon Kesak, and if there's a Kli that could hold 40 Sabalach, which is the equivalent of 2 Korbi Yavesh, which would be the volume of a Kli that's 1 Amma by 1 Amma, B'Reim Sholosh Amos, whereas Rashi brings down from the 15th Perek in Mesechtas Kelim, Kaver Sakash V'Kaver Sakanim U'Bor Svina Aksandrius V'Shida Tevel Migdal, they will be Yotzu Meteris Kli, Ve'im Makabel and Tuma. And our Gemara continues, and we'll bring another member of Shimon Shazuri that we find in Mesechtas Kelim and Perek Yudches. The Mishnah will bring Machlekes as to how to determine the size of a wagon, and how do we measure it in order to determine if it carries 40 Sabalach or 2 Korb Yavesh, and it would not be Makabel Tuma. The Tzan, the Mishnah teaches us, Hashida Beisham Eimin, and that is Befrim, that Beisham holds that you measure from the inside, and anything that could fit into the actual wagon would be counted to the shear of 40 saw. And Beis Hillel Imrim and Bechutz, and Beis Hillel holds that in order to determine the size of the wagon, to see if it would actually hold Kurayim B'Yavesh, we would take into account the actual walls of the wagon. The Shita brings down that according to Beis Hillel, since the walls of the wagon are not hollow, so how would we measure this? And the Shita explains that this would be measured based on displacement. And as the Shita explains, Mishalshin Kol Hashita B'Teich Kli Gadol Molei Mayim V'Im Hi Mapelas Min HaMayim Memsa Tahira Vimlav Tmeya Ayin Sham. And the Mishnah continued, Umaidum Elu Ve'elu, Ein Oive Heraglayim, but Oive Halavazvs and Numdat Imai. Even though Beis Hillel says we would include the thickness of the walls in its measurement, however, even Beis Hillel agrees we would not include the thickness of the feet of the wagon, or the thickness of the border, or the ledge that went around the wagon. And Rashi states, Oive Heraglayim, Haraglayim Ovim Yosef Menan Ansarim, that the feet were even thicker than the actual walls of the wagon. And And Rashi explains Meskeres Sav L'Piem, that this was an apron or a ledge that went around the entire wagon. However, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yisi Omer, Eilu ve'Eilu Moedim She'Oyver Aglayim Va'Oyver Halavazv Zinimdad Imayin. And Rabbi Yisi is Chiluk on the Tanakama, and he holds that even Beis Shammai would agree that the thickness of its feet as well as the thickness of its ledge would be measured together with the actual wagon. If based on displacement, you would find that this wagon, together with the thickness of its walls, together with the thickness of its feet, and together with the thickness of its ledge, would be able to hold Kurayim B'Yavesh, then this wagon would not be Makabel Tumah. And Ayin Neshita, who brings down from his Rebbe Yashmuel, how is it possible Rabbi Yisi would say that Beis Shammai would even be Moida, that the Oiver Aglayim would be Nimda Imayin? Beis Shammai holds that we would only be Nimdadus B'Mifrim, even the thickness of the walls of the actual wagon would not be measured together with the wagon, and therefore certainly the feet would not be measured with the wagon. He brings down that he found in different Pirushim Yishonim, but Mesech L'Shabbos, that in the Chinami, according to Rabbi Yisi, there is no machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and even Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that the entire wagon would be nimdedus b'mechutz, and therefore Rabbi Yisi could state that even Beis Shammai agrees that even the Oivei HaRaglayim as well as the Oivei HaLevazavzin would be measured together with the wagon. The Mishnah now continues that Rabbi Yisi even agrees that b'neim ein nimdad, that all would agree that between the legs of the wagon we would not measure, we would not look at that area as a part of the wagon. Finally, in regard to this din, the Mishnah brings down the Shita of Rav Shimon Shazuri, as Rav Shimon Shazuri Eimeh, M'hoi Raglayim Gavoyas Tefach in B'neim Nimdad, however M'la B'neim Nimdad, if the legs of this wagon are a Tefach high, so then it's a Mokum Choshev B'fnei Atzman, and therefore between them would not be counted, would not be measured together with the wagon. However, if the feet of the wagon are shorter than a Tefach, and since it's not a Mokum Choshev, therefore it would be considered bottle to the actual wagon, therefore we would even include in the measurement the area that is between the legs of the wagon. Zokra Papa, that was in regard to this Mishnah, Mesechtas Kelim, specifically in regard to this halacha that Rav Shimon Shazuri just stated, that Rav Bachina, Ula, Rav Chanina, that the halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri, Ayn Rashi and Dibel Maschel Beineim, Oysi Avish, Abein Araglayim, Mitachas, Ein Nimdad, Deloy Aminim, Royin Kilu Shulayim, Yerdin, At Sefer Aglayim, which is similar to the concept of Pitikwa Yerib Seisim. And as we explained, Rashi states Tefach, Machum Choshevu. The Gemara now continues, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Ayayin, Rav Nachman Yitzchak stated, Rav Bachinas, that is the halacha in the name of Ula, the name of Chanina, the halacha of Shimon Shazuri, in regard to the following halacha that's relevant to Yayin. And once again, before we learn this Mishnah, let us start with the brief Haktama. We know there are various levels of Tuma. There's a Via Vuzita Tuma, Ava Tuma, by Chulin, there's a Rishain and a Sheni, and by Truma, there's even a Shlishili Tuma, and it was a Maila Behegdish. Tuma could even go one level lower, and Hegdish could even become a Revila Tuma. And we already discussed these dinim in detail, and we learned the Sugya of Rav Chanina Skanakoinim and Mesechtas Pesachim. And one of the dinim that we previously learned was that although generally, if a Rishon LeTumah would touch Mashka, then it would become a Shein LeTumah, and if a Shein LeTumah would come into contact with Mashka of Chuma, then it would become a Shlish LeTumah. However, there's a Takana Drabbanon that all Mashka will always be considered Rishon LeTumah, and even if a Shein LeTumah comes into contact with Mashka of Chuma, it would be considered a Rishon LeTumah. The Mishnah Mesechtas Tiris brings it three way machlekes as to how to define what is considered a mashka. As a tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Tiris, Rameya Imesh Shemet Chilul Ilam, that Rameya holds that Shemen is always considered Rishain, Shemen is categorized as a mashka, the Chum Imrim Apadvash, and the Chum agreed to Rameya, certainly Shemen is categorized as a mashka, however they hold that honey would also be considered a mashka, and Rav Shimon Shazuri Ime Afayayin, and Rav Shimon Shazuri adds on to the Shita of Rameya and the Shita of Rabbanon. He teaches us that even wine is considered a mashka. And the Gemara is bothered, Michal the Tanakama Sava Yayin Loi, that from the fact Rav Shimon Shazuri stated, Afa Yayin, so it's Mashka the Tanakama would argue on Rav Shimon Shazuri, Binagay Yayin, and certainly wine should be a Mashka. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Ema Rav Shimon Shazuri Oime Yayin, that Rav Shimon Shazuri holds that it's only wine that's considered a Mashka, but Shemen and Dvash would not be considered a Mashka. Ultimately, we find a Machlekes between Rav Shimon Shazuri and Ramey and Rachamim, and Zok Rav Nachma Yitzchak, that is in regard to this halacha, that Rav Bachimna, Ula Rav Chanina, that the halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri, Ayin Rashi Shem and Tchilu Loilam, Bein Shenitma Ba'ava Tuma, Iberishon, Ibesheni, Havi Iyu Rishon, the Kai Malon, and as we learned in Mesechtas Pesachim, on Daf Yudal and Beis, in the Sugya Rav Chanina Meskana Koinim, Kal Paisal Zatruma, Mitame Mashkin Liyaskhila, Beshem Mashku, and Shem is considered Mashka. As we saw, the Gemara brought down the sheet of Rav Shimon Shazuri, and the Gemara is, that would be Mashma, Tanakama argues Benegay wine, and the Gemara is, Yayin Loi, Bitmiya, the Yayin Miyaklamanda, Omad, La Mashku, and certainly that would be considered a mashka. Ela imur Rav Shimon Shazuri ima yayin v'loy shem v'dvash d'loy havu mashkin. And as we explain, v'ahach kam Rav Chanina, the halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri. The Gemara continues that we just saw the member of Rav and Bachimna. They stated the name of Ula and the name of Chanina. Halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri, and then he added v'loy oid el kol makub shishon Rav Shimon Shazuri halacha kamaisai. And any place that we find a halacha in the name of Rav Shimon Shazuri, the halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri. Since the klal was kol makub shishon Rav Shimon Shazuri halacha kamaisai. So it's mashma that maybe this halacha was only stated when Rav Shimon Shazuri was actually mentioned in the Mishnah. However, if there's halacha from Rav Shimon Shazuri in a brisa, then maybe this klal would not be relevant, and the Gemara ultimately will state that this klal is not only relevant by a Mishnah, but it's also relevant to any sheet that's brought from Rav Shimon Shazuri, and even if it's brought in a brisa. Keep in mind that Rashi and Asugya will bring down two different pshatim. We will learn Asugya based on the second pshat of Rashi, as Tanya we will learn to the brisa, Omer Rav Shimon Shazuri, Pam Achas and Sarav Li Tevel Bechulin, Ubasi v'Shaltis Reb Tafrin, v'Omuli Leich Kach L'Chom in Hash. shook v'aser alav. And Rav Shimon Shazuri taught us that there was a time where I had a lot of chulin that was already mesukin, and trumas and maisus were already taken off, and then a little bit of tevel, which is tvua, that is vadi not mesukin, is certainly an obligation to take off trumas and maisus from this tevel, and it fell into the chulin. As we know, based on a standard din medraisa, then there's a little bit of brave, therefore one would be able to eat this mixture of tevel and chulin as medraisa was bottle brave. However, as we learned in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that midrabbanan, they made exira that tevel is never bottle, even if a mashu of tevel fell into chulin that's mesukin, and the entire mixture would be asar. And Rav Shimon Shazuri now had an issue, as the maisa, he just couldn't take off chumas and maises from the mixture that's in front of him, as we have a cloud that in mafrishim maisim and apatur al achiyav, potentially any tour that he would take off from this mixture, not be from the tevel, and maybe from the chulin that's already mesukin, and therefore he would be taking off from apatur al achiyav, therefore that would not be an etzah. Therefore Rav Shimon Shazuri came to Rav Tafin, and he asked him what he should do, and what would be an etzah, and Rav Tafin responded, you should go and buy new tfua from an armoritz in the shuk, which is called mai. We know that there would be a chiyah midrabanan to take off trumas and maises from this tfua, and Rav Shimon Shazuri would now use this tfua in order to take off maisa, not only for the new tfua that he bought, which is mai, but also to be misakin the tevel that's mixed together with the chulin. This would be a good etzah, as the Gemara explains that the reason why this would be good etzah is because kasava deraisa beruva batal, and as we explained, Rav Tafin must told that midraisa really there was bittel beruiv. Midraisa, there's no requirement to take off trumas and maisis from this tevel, and it's only based on takon and rabbanon that Rav Shimon Shazuri would have to take off trumas and maisis from this mixture at all. In addition, it must be that Rav Tafin holds roiv ameoritz ma'asunhein, that roiv ameoritz take off maisa, and therefore the only reason why you have to take off trumas and maisis from tfuah that is bought from an ameoritz is only based on takon and rabbanon, and it's not a din raisa. Therefore, v'havalei keterim in aptor by using produce of the mai that is potter midraisa from trumas and maisis, and is only chay midrabanon, we misakin this tevel midraisa was batal b'roiv, and therefore there is no chiyuv to take off trumas and maisis midraisa, and it's also only midrabanon. Therefore, this was a good etzah that he now being termed in aptol aptor that both of these items are potter midraisa. There is only chiyuv to take off trumas and maisis midrabanon. Let us read this inside of Rashi. And Rashi begins three lines before the wide lines, and Rashi states v'nir be'inai shatevel azeh tevel gamah haya v'kivin shenisar bechulin batal the midraisa chab betray batal. And therefore, they're on the same level. We could take off Chumas Maisois, Minaptur Laptur, what really is Minamachuy Midrabanon, Alamachuy Midrabanon. The Gemara now continues and asks a question as to Rav Tafin's Eitzah, as V'lei Malei, as why Rav Tafin given Eitzah to Rav Shimon Shazuri, the Leich Kach Ben Oivu Chavim, they just go and buy Tua from the Oivu Chavim. Rashi explains that the Havmina of the Gemara is that if someone buys Tua from Oivu Chavim, then he's Potter Midraisa. The Havmina is that Yesh Kinyo Oivu Chavim Lafkir Midei Maisa. As Rashi explains in Masechtas Gittin, that if a Goy buys land in Eretz Yisrael, then he has acquired this land in order to be Mafkir this land from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and not to be Mechayev Maisa. If a Jew buys Piris from a Goy that owns land in Eretz Yisrael, Midraisa, he would not be Chayev to take off Trumas and Maisais, and it's only a Din Rabbanon that the Yisrael would have to take off Trumas and Maisais. Therefore, this would have been a good Eitzah, and Rav Tafin could have told Rav Shimon Shazuri, go and buy Piris from a Goy, and then take off Trumas and Maisais from these Piris, and it'll be Minap Torah Alp Torah. The Gemara continues that based on the fact that Rav Tafin did not give this Eitzah, it must be that Kasava in Kin Lev Chavim Beretz Yisrael Afkir Miad Maisa, Behavle Minach Rav Tafin actually holds that a goy does not have a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael in order to be mafkia these peiros from Maisa, and even if a goy buys land in Eretz Yisrael and a Jew then goes and buys these peiros, then a Jew would be responsible to take off trumas and maisas even midraisa. Therefore, certainly this would not be a good etzah, as Rav Shimon Shazuri would not be able to take off trumas and maisas from any produce that he bought from a goy. That produce is chayiv midraisa, and it's considered tevel midraisa. It'd be separating trumas and maisas from a dover that's chayiv midraisa on a dover that's potter midraisa, and therefore this would not be a good etzah. The Gemara now continues, Ikad Amri, that we have another version as to the previous Shakalataya. Even according to this version, we have the same exact case as Omer Rav Shimon Shazuri, Pam Achas and Sarvli Tavel Bechulin, Ubasi Vishalthis Rav Tafin. And the question is, what Rav Tafin responded to Rav Shimon Shazuri? In this version, Omalei, Rav Tafin responded to Rav Shimon Shazuri that the following is a good etzah, Leich Tachman Avichavim that go and buy produce from a Goy, you will then be able to use these periods in order to be misakin the Tevel that got mixed up with Yechulin. Feed this explanation. So Kasava, so the Gemara explains that it must be Rav Tafen holds Yesh Kin Avichavim Beretz Yisrael Afkiyim Ad Maisa, and therefore Rav Shimon Shizuri will buy these periods from a Goy. Midraisa, he's not obligated to take off Trumas and Maisas from these periods. He only has a Chiyum Midrabanan and Havalei Minap Torah B'Torah, and therefore it would be a good Eitzah. You're taking Trumas and Maisas from a Dovid that's only Chayiv to take off Trumas and Maisas from Rabbanan in order to be Misakin his periods of Tevel that got mixed up with his Chulin, but it was only a Chiyiv to take off Trumas and Maisas from Rabbanan. According to this version, so the Gemara now has a reverse question, as the Gemara is, V'lei Malei Kach Me'ashok, that why did Rav Tafen give an Eitzah that you should go and buy periods from an Amar Aretz, as we stated previously, that Reva Amar Aretz Amar Asrin Hain, and really these periods that will buy from an Amar Aretz are really Potter Midraisa, V'chayim Midrabbanan Ki Hai. Once again, it'll be Minap Torah Al Ptor. However, according to this version, the Gemara explains Kasavar that it must be Rav Tafen holds in Reva Amar Aretz Amar Asrin. Most Amar Atzim don't take off Trumas and Maisis properly, and therefore, if Rav Shimon Shizuri would buy periods from an Amar Aretz, he would actually have a responsibility to take off Trumas and Maisis Midraisa, and therefore, it would be Minachir Baal Ptor. That's why, according to this version, Rav Tafen could not give this Eitzah to Rav Shimon Shizuri. Now that Al Gemara finished bringing down the two different versions of this Braisa, so the Gemara continues, Shalach Rav Yehuda bar Shalmi to Rav Papa. Rav Yehuda bar Shalmi sent the following Shail to Rav Papa. Hada Amar Rav bar Chinah Amar Ula Amar Chanina Halach Rav Shimon Shizuri V'lo Oid Halach Kol Mokin Shoshana Rav Shimon Shizuri Halach Kamaisai Af Nesar V'lo Tava B'chulin. Since this Halach of Rav Shimon Shizuri was only seen in a Braisa and not in a Mishnah, would the Klal of Rav bar Chinah, the name of Ula, the name of Chanina, that Halach follows Rav Shimon Shizuri apply to this case as well? Maybe this Klal was only stated when Rav Shimon Shizuri stated Halach in a Mishnah. The Gemara tells us Amalei in that Rav Papa responded to Rav Yehuda bar Shalmia, and not only does this klal apply where Rav Shimon Shizuri stated halacha in a Mishnah, but even applies to a case where Rav Shimon Shizuri mentioned halacha in a Braisa. Therefore, even in this case, the halacha follows Rav Shimon Shizuri. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ashi, Amli Mazutra Kashi Bar Abchinu Misur Pshita, and we continue on Daf Lamed Amos One Beis, Mi Kam Mishum Seinu, Kam Makam Shoshana Kamar. Rav Ashi stated that Mazutra told me Chanina Misur was bothered as to Rav Yehuda bar Shalmia's question to Rav Papa, as L'Chari it's Pashut that the cloud that Rav Bachinah brought in name of Ula, name of Chanina, that Kol Makman Shoshana Rav Shimon Shizuri Halacha Kamaisai doesn't only apply to Mishnayis and also applies to Braisais, as if it would only apply to a Mishnah, and he should have stated Kol Makman Shoshana Rav Shimon Ben Shaseinu by the fact that he brought the cloud down as Kol Makman Shoshana Rav Shimon Shizuri Halacha Kamaisai. So it's Muchach that the Halacha follows Rav Shimon Shizuri even when his member is only brought in a Braisa and not in a Mishnah. And Agamar will now continue and go back to the sugyas that we were previously talking about regarding Safras and regarding Stam. And as the Gemara states, Amar Rav Zeira, or some Agurus, Amar Rav Zeiri, Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav, Kera Haba B'Shnei Shitin Yitba, B'Shol Shal Yitba, that if there was a rip that went through the parchment and it went through two lines of Ksav, then you could still sew it up and it would be kosher. However, if it ripped through three lines of Ksav, then you can no longer fix it up and you would have to get rid of that Amid and you would have to place that Amid into Geniza. And as Rashi states, Kera Haba B'Shnei Shitin, Im Neskaria Gilion Shal Sevateria, V'Nichlas HaKera B'Shnei Shitin, B'Techa Ksav Yitbar, B'Sholish Al Yitbar, Eli Yisalik HaSiriya, and you would have to remove that entire sheet of parchment. And Rashi is Lav Dafka, that you have to remove the entire parchment, as if the parchment had eight Amudim, and it was possible to only take out one or maybe three of the columns, then that would be an Eitz as well. And Al Gemara now continues to explain the previous member, as Amalei Rabbi Zutti Ravashi, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yemi Medifti Mishmedi Rava, the Rabbi Zutti said to Ravashi, that the following was stated by Rabbi Yemi Medifti in the name of Rava, that this halacha that we just stated, if the parchment was ripped through three lines of ksav, then you cannot fix it. This was only stated when it was older parchment, and as Rashi states, klaf yosha megan yakriya, that if it's an older klaf, and once it's ripped, you'll never be able to fix it right, and it will never look right, and therefore it will be puzzle. However, if it's a brand new klaf, then there was no issue, and we would still allow you to fix this parchment. However, the Gemara continues, v'lo yatiktak tikta mamish, v'lo yichad tuchad to mamish, ala hod lo yafitzin, hod afitzin. Even though Rava seemed to differentiate between older parchment and newer parchment, however, those are not the actual criteria and the actual factors that would either kasha the Sefer Torah or pasul the Sefer Torah. And Rava really meant to be mechalik between parchment that wasn't processed using gold nuts and parchment that was tanned using gold nuts, as if the parchment wasn't yet tanned using gold nuts, the parchment is still white, and therefore it's considered chadash, and you could still fix it. However, if the parchment was already processed using gold nuts, then the parchment becomes darker, and at that point it's considered Aktikta. Once you have a rip that went through three of the lines of the Ksav, then you would no longer be able to repair this klaf. And as Rashi states, Afitzin have a shocher kaktikta, Afitzin a mesukin a klaf ba'afatzin shekarin golsh, and it's brought down kemina goizim shenitzim begidul agabe alim, which refer to gulnuts. And the Gemara continues, Bahani mila begidin al begardin loy, even where there was a rip that went through only two lines of Ksav, where you could now repair it, the repair must be done using sinews, and you cannot repair it using regular thread. The Gemara now continues, Bay Rabbi Hud bar Abba, bein daf ladaf, bein shita l'shita mai, and the Gemara ends off teku, and Rashi explains that the Shaila Rabbi Hud bar Abba is, if the tear did not actually go through any letters, and did not go through any lines, however it was in the area between the dafim, and between the amudim, the rip was so long, that if it would have been in the place where there were letters, then it would have gone through three lines of text, then would it be possible or not? Similarly, as a Shaila, that maybe the only time that we said we could repair a rip in the Sefer Torah is only when it was going down the Sefer Torah in a vertical direction. However, if the tear was horizontally, even if it did not go through any text and it only went between the two lines of text, maybe that would even be puzzle and one would not be able to repair that parchment. The Gemara ends off teku, and we learned our Gemara based on the Gears of Rashi. However, Ayin the Rosh and the Rambam, who agrees that the Shaila was being daf ladaf or being table to teva, and the Shaila was that if the rip went through three lines of text, but it actually went right between letters and never cut through letters, so maybe it would actually be kosher, and maybe you would be able to repair it, even though the tear was the size that went through three lines of text or more. The Gemara now continues, and even though previously we had the Gears of Amar Rav Zeira, but certainly the Gears of our Gemara is Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, Mezuzah Sheksava Shtayim Shtayim Kshira. If a Sefer wrote a mezuzah and he only placed two words on each line, then the mezuzah would be kosher. And Ayin Rashi Shtayim Shtayim, he made Shitas Ksores, and he made very narrow lines, and Shita Shita Bashtei Tevois, and every single line only had two words, and the mezuzah would be kosher. The Gemara continues with the Shaila, Ibailu Shtayim Vishalish Va'achas Mao, Bud Alachabi. If a Sefer wrote a mezuzah and he had two words on the first line, three on the second, and then one on the third, and he keeps alternating in this fashion, and would this mezuzah be kosher or not? And Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Kolshkin Shasar Kashira, that certainly this would be kosher, as it's a beautiful way of writing a mezuzah, as it's written like a shira, and as Rashi states, Shasar Kashira, the Oz Yashem Moshe, Shashita Achas Rucha, Vishita Achas Ksara, Eim Mali Sashita, and this type of writing is called Ariach Al Gabi Levana, and Levana Al Gabi Ariach. The Gemara continues, Meisvei, and the Gemara will ask a question on Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that how could Rav Nachman Yitzchak state that since he wrote it 2, 3, and 1, then he wrote it like a shira, and therefore certainly it would be valid, but the Brisa teaches us, Asar Kashira, Ishira Kamaisa Psula, that if someone wrote a regular passionate Torah like a shira, or he wrote a passionate Torah which is supposed to be like a shira, and he wrote it in a normal fashion, then in each case it would be puzzle, and then we see from here that any time something has to be written regularly, it cannot be written like a shira, and something that has to be written like a shira cannot be written in a standard way, and we see that this Brisa doesn't hold this Kolshkein, and how could Rav Nachman Yitzchak state the Kolshkein Shasar Kashira, and therefore would be kosher? The Gemara responds, Ki Tanya Hi B'Sefer Torah, that Brisa is specifically talking about a Sefer Torah, and this halacha does not apply by a mezuzah, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak is correct, that Kolshkein Shasar Kashira, that certainly if you wrote a mezuzah like a shira, then certainly it would be kosher. And as the Gemara continues, It Manami Amr Rav Bechana Amr Bechron, Va'amri Lon, some say it was Amr Rav Bechana Amr Bechron, Mezuzah Shasar Shtayim V'Sholosh V'Achas Kshira, if one wrote a mezuzah like a shira, and the first line of mezuzah only had two words, and the second line of mezuzah had three words, and the third line of mezuzah had one word, and he keeps doing this throughout the mezuzah, then it would be kosher. And Rabbi Yechon continues and qualifies this din, Uvachli Asena Kakuba, Uvachli Asena Kizanov, although these mezuzahs would be kosher, however, if you wrote a mezuzah like a tent, as we know, a tent is narrow at the top and wide in the bottom, and on line one, he only wrote one word, on line two, he wrote two words, and on line three, he wrote three words, then it would be puzzle. And similarly, if you wrote 3-2-1, and like a tail of a snake, which is initially thicker, and then as it gets to the end of the tail, it gets thinner, and the first line he wrote three words, on the second line he had two words, and on the third line he had one word, then that would be puzzle. And as Rashi states, Liasena Kakuba, Kazek, Ka'oil, Rachel, Mata, Vikotsum, Mala, Tahainu Achas, Shtayim, Vishalosh, and Zonav, Shalosh, Shtayim, Vachas, Kazek. And in his parish, in order to give an example, Rashi uses dashes instead of words, and Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, Uvachli Asena Kizanov, Shavu Mamala, the Kotsum Mata, Shalichta Betrila Sholosh, Ubishni Shtayim, Vishlish Achas, as we explained. And our Gemara continues, Amav Chista, ala oretz b'shita achreina. In the second pasha of Kriyishma, which is also the second pasha that's written in the mezuzah, the pasuk states, "Laman yibu yumeichav v'neichem ala adama hashenishba Hashem v'seichem losas lam kimei hashemayim ala oretz." Rav Chista teaches us that when writing this pasuk, only words that should be on the last line of Hayim Shemaya is only the words ala oretz. And the Gemara continues and has two different possibilities as to how to understand this member of Rav Chista, as ikad amri b'seif shita v'ikad amri b'tchila shita, as some say the words ala oretz should be left justified and should be directly under the words kimei hashemayim, while others say that Rav Chista meant to say they just continue with the pasha of Hayim Shemaya and the words ala oretz should be right justified just like the rest of the pasha of Hayim Shemaya. And the Gemara will now explain both of these studim, and both of these studim will be based on the same drasha from a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, as the pasuk states ki gavaya shemayim ala oretz gavah chastay al yireyav, that just like the amount of space that's between shemayim and oretz, that is a mashal to the amount of chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with those that fear him. Our Gemara therefore explains man da'on b'sev shita, as the pasuk states ki gavaya shemayim ala oretz, and as Rashi states kidei shiyu shemayim ala oretz, and in this way, as we explained, the word shemayim will be right on top of the word oretz, the mashma k'dechsev ki gavaya shemayim ala oretz ken yarchimechem, and this is the same way that your days will be lengthened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that you'll have a long life, just like the span between shemayim and oretz. And according to the man da'om that states, Rav Chista meant that you write the words ala oretz at the beginning of the line k'heich d'mach k'shemayim oretz, and this is a simen that just like the shemayim and oretz are far apart from each other, so shemayim and oretz in this pasuk are also far away from each other. And as Rashi states, klema b'yachuke oretz mishmayim d'hachim mashma k'heich d'mach k'shemayim oretz ken yarich yomechem. And before you finish, let us go back to a few points, and we will start with a few points on Amud Beis, and we will then go back to Amud Aleph. As in Amud Beis, we mentioned Amr Rab Zeira, or we had a guess of Amr Rab Zeiri, and Ravon in Masechtas Chulin brings down that although his name was Rab Zeira or Rab Zeiri, but he was actually called Rab Zeira, and Rav Chachma, you're calling him Rab Zeira, Loshin Zer Zav, Velay Zeira, Loshin Zeiros, Vechem Pirish, Rav Haigoin, Ayin Shom. The Gemara mentioned the process of Afitzin, and Zok Rabbeinu Geshem, Hod Afitzin, Haklafim Shehem Gvil, Karlu Artikta, Mishum de Nereski Shana, therefore Visholosh Al Yitvar. That Gemara discussed Karaba Bishne Shitin, the Yitvar, that you could fix it and you could sew it. In the Halachas Katanis of the Rosh, in Hilchas Sevater, Simon Yidali states, Nira Hodamrin Mishne Shitin Yitvar, Hainu Kishar Kara Oiva Beino Isis, that is Dafka, if the rip actually went between the letters, as the Ilu Nechel Kuha Ois, in Leitikin, as if it would actually cut through a letter, then there would be no way to fix this, Ayin Shum. Let us see the first Tesis on Daflam and Alpha and Beis, Diva Maschel Mikom Mishne Seinu, and Tesis points out that we have a similar concept in Mesechtes Ksubis, as Kihai Gavna Daik, Peperek Pasu to Ksubis, Gavi Kol Mokom Shomer Gamliel, Reini is Divri Admoin. However, Tesis bothered that in Mesechtes Shabbos and Parakira, the Gemara states, Kol Mokom Shatam Mitzah Shnaim Cholkim Echa Machria, Halach Kirvia Machria, Chutz Bikuli Matlonius, Vikoparach, Eim Hani Vulu Masisin, Al Bryce Loi. And we do see that the Gemara asks this question, that maybe that Klal only applies to Mishnah and not to a Brysa. V'yesh Loi Makim in the Omach Chutz Mikuli Matlonius, She Mishnah, Havikilu Pirish B'Mishnah Seinu, and therefore the Gemara can make this diok. Tesis then continues and brings a similar question from a Gemara Masechtas Irvin, and once again the Gemara is Sakad Et Chamina Hani Milu B'Masisin Al Brais Loi Afagav B'Likom B'Mishnah Seinu, and even though the cloud doesn't mention that this cloud is only relevant to a Mishnah, and Tesis answers V'Shema Shani Hasam B'Likom Akal Makaim. However, in the cloud of Rav Chanini he stated Loi Oid Al Kal Makim Sheshana Rav Shimon Shazuri Halacha Kamaisai, and since he used Lashon Kal Makaim, so it's Muchach that his cloud is not only relevant to Mishnayis, and it's also relevant to Brysais. Let us see the next Tesis, Divu Maschel Hod Afitzin Hod Leafitzin, and Tesis points out, Mashma to save a Torah Kosher Leafitzin, and it's Mashma to save a Torah would be Kosher, even though it wasn't processed with Afitzin. And the Hikshu Rabbi Notam, Mehod Amirin Perak Hamitzi Yayin, from the Sugi Mesech the Shabbos on Daf Ayin Tes, it's Mashma to save a Torah would not be Kosher on Diftera, because it's Meliach Vikamiach Vileafitz. And he further brings a Raya from Mesech the Seita, Benegea Seita, that states, In Kaysen Pasha Seita, Loyal Luach, Vileal Nyar, Vileal Diftera, Elam Megillah, Shinam Besefa, and certainly this din should apply to a Sefer Torah, as a Sefer Torah is certainly considered more of a Sefer than the Megillah of a Seita. Finally, Tesis is, V'id Kasha, Heich Anu Kaysen Sefer Torah al Klafim Shalanu, Ha'inim Ba'futzin, but we don't use this process any longer, V'chein Gitin Shanu Kaysen B'Klafim Shalanu, or Perak Sheni to Gitin Mashma, Dafka B'Afitzin Kaysen, Avalea Fitzin Lloyd, Yachel is Daif, and because of these questions, some of Farash Rabbeinu Tam, that nowadays things have changed, as a Tikkun Shalanu Choshev Kafitzin, as since we have better processes nowadays, is, that is considered like it was offered and like you already did this process. As our klaf cannot be forged, as the mice, if you would actually try to erase something, one would be able to tell that something was erased. And Taz continues, V'hodim mashma begitin, but lo yafitz in yochel uzdayev, hayne beklafim shalahen, yoyosim behem, tikkun shel ipots, dekoydim ipots, yochel uzdayev, v'nikter drifter, upasol, ayin shom. And let us now go back to discuss two Taz's on daf lamed aleph amud aleph. And as we originally mentioned, that we will get back to the word shida, we will explain what this refers to. Ayin and tap Taz's amud, diba masal shida, the tanah be'sharim oimim, nidodus be'flim, parakira, perish be'kutris, the shida, himak kervis nashim. Shida refers to a wagon that women would travel in. And Taz is bothered that l'chira, such a wagon should be mekabel tuma, even if it's larger than kurayim b'yavesh or 40 saw belach, even if it's a dover that's not metaltal molav reikon. And as Taz explains, the mechadol medrash loy be'ina metaltal molav reikon that filu pshutu kliyitz a mechadol medrash metam medrash kidem uchach be'becheres beperek al ilu mumin. Then Taz continues and brings down for the gemara mesechtas nazir that it's mashmor that shida is not miyuchid for people to travel. And as Taz states, the ain asuyel merkavas adam dar minon hanichlus laaretz ha'amim b'shida tevel migdal the ka'ama hasam kivin leishchicha legozber yabanan mashbal leishchicha likanisba. Therefore, initially Taz states the nirul farish asuyel anich b'kelim that this wagon was used to transport kelim and not to transport people. However, Taz then states va'oynira dafilu ikra asul lahav b'nei adam me'ir le'ir v'chein shida merkavas nashim lechashim midras kivin leavidal liyis nishnal la al lechus mimakim lemakim. As since it's not normal for people to lean on it, and it's only used in order to bring and transport people from one place to another place, Thomas Medrash would not apply. And this is not similar to a baby carriage, which the Gemara Masechtas Beya teaches us that it would be metamim medrash ayin and tesis. Finally, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak quoted the Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus benegeya mashkin, and we saw three machlekes as to which mashkin are always considered rishon l'tuma ayin and tesis divu maschal im Rabbi Shimon Shazuri oimer yayin perish yayin dafka. And as we know, there's a klal of Yad Shachadam that Yayin Dam Shemen Cholov Tal Dvash Mayim all categorized as Mashka. Three lines before the end of Taisis, Taisis brings Vitiris Rabbeinu Tam, the Hachamayi Bekorish, that Inachinami, certainly all seven Mashkin are considered Mashkin, and all agree that they would all be considered Rishon L'Tuma. However, our Gemara is talking about those Mashkin that became hardened. Once a liquid became hardened, so there's a three-way machlekes as to which of these items would still be considered and categorized as a liquid, and therefore would still be considered rishon l'tuma. Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya. This is what we're referring to as the Mishnah in Masechtas Tyrus actually discusses this in the Reisha as Kedektani Reisha Hashem v'chol shel grisim bizman sheim lachem reihim rishenim pirish tahav mashkin however karshu harein shneim v'yeish svarim shereish zuk suva behen v'hodek tani. And then the Mishnah teaches us and therefore it makes sense why we may use the term la'ilam, as shemen is always considered a liquid even when it's karish. And Taz continues, v'chein dvash techachamim v'yayin derav shimon shizuri kula b'karish ayin sham. And we will stop over here.